do you do without friends?
We've got a plan with how we're going to jockey some things around, you know. But look for Gratz to play a lot more.
You think he's ready?
Yeah. He had a really good week of practice. Really good week.
How much does that change the way you guys filter your special teams as far as personnel goes? With Gratz having to play more of a role?
Yeah. He'll still be on some special teams units, but we have some guys like a guy like JJ will be up now.
Parnell, okay. How close is he to?
Yeah, it was a walkthrough today, but he felt a lot much better. So arrows up on him and Dante.
How much better is Blake pre-snap than he has been in years past?
How much we can just tell he's got a really good understanding. Makes the checks at the line of scrimmage, gets us into protections. Can get us out of play. So he's got a much more freedom, and it's because of his ownership of the whole offense.
So how do you tweak what you do at running back now?
Well, you'll see Denard play, get more of the reps. How much and what percentage, we'll take a look at that. But, it'll be, you might see Corey Grant back there too as well.
Besides just getting better at everything in general, pre-snap-wise for Blake, what are a couple of areas where he could really still grow tremendously?
I think the big thing is just Ole and him, I think, are really getting closer to being on the same page. When a call's coming into the huddle, he knows why. And the conversations they're having is good. It's the same thing, the consistency, the decision-making. We really keep talking to him about those things. He's been strong in those areas. But we continue to want to paint that picture of what it looks like. So, that continues to be the process behind it and how we talk to him.
You guys went through the whole week, I assume, practicing and game planning as if Chris wasn't going to be there, right? So it's
correct.
Much easier to adjust the game plan this week.
That's right.
And is there, I guess Greg's talked about it before, there's some stuff that Yeldon likes better or does better. I mean, is that easier to deal with in terms of when you got the whole week and you can't just adjust on the fly?
Sure.
On
I think that you have certain plays in that you feel guys are more comfortable doing. So if you came and one got injured or something happened in the game, you always have plan B, what you would do. So, it's more like that. It just happened to be the night before the game, but as you prepare, you got to go through situations, could be an injury at a wide receiver, could be an injury at running back, tight end, how would we adjust? So all that preliminary talk is done during the week. So when a situation like that arises, you go. But there is some subtle different styles, but they're not too far apart, though. Not too far. It's not like you got a real speed type guy and then a bigger bruiser type. They're both, pretty similar.
You wanted to contain Rodgers last week. Do you think this is a better opportunity to show up what you have as a pass rush?
Every week has different plans. The skill set that Phillip Rivers has does a great job getting rid of the ball. His release, how much time he holds the ball. So, it is completely different styles. And so you have a game rush plan accordingly. But, I think with the defensive line, we got to get pressure with four.
Does Ivory and McLemore make the trip or no?
No.
What is your game plan in case something, in case the arrow starts pointing down come Sunday with Parnell?
Patrick, has a chance to play right tackle for us. So we've been really pleased with his progress. And, he's got some flexibility for us too. So that would be, a decision we make. And if you go back to OTAs, we've jockeyed some guys around, with other guys at other positions. But first and foremost, I think you'd probably see Pat in.
With that versatility with him and Chatley, does that kind of allow you to keep seven up as opposed to?
Yes, that's been a big point for us is to have seven up. It gives us flexibility to add more guys to a special team.